The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Raising teens alone can be brutal. It becomes easier when you are co-parenting with the universe.
Welcome to Co-parenting with the Universe. This is Muriel Felos, your host. Today, we are going to talk about something, and I'm going to make it very personal because it is something that's going on for me here with my son. And you may be going through something similar, a different scenario, but we're talking about something that your teen is wanting to do or be or try, and you are afraid because there is a potential danger. Like many, many things we do in life, we don't go through life without taking risks. Otherwise, it's really not a life being worth living. And of course, at different levels. But you feel that you should not approve, you should not support. And that's giving you an illusion of control. That's giving you an illusion of protection. And as you know, that's something that's very, very familiar to me with what went on with my both my teenagers when I was still in the US, trying party drugs and doing stuff. I, of course, shouldn't support that. That's obvious. But there was also that illusion of control that was forcing me to stay in anxiety 24/7 because I had the feeling that if I was worrying about it, it would protect them. Of course, total illusion. First of all, we don't control anybody. And second, fear will actually do the opposite. I mean, there is a healthy level of fear to where you do what's necessary to protect them and protect yourself in life when there is a real danger. But there is also the fear that is crippling you. There is the fear that is putting you on fight or flight state in your body, and where not only it's bad for your health and you won't be able to react in a way that will lead to what you want, but it also prevents you from accessing the frontal cortex, your front brain, the analytic, the one that comes up with solutions, because part of your blood flow and part of your energy, part of your resources are allocated to the fight or flight response. And it's fight, flight, or freeze even. So it's really not serving what you want. And to be transparent and tell you what's happening with in my house today, my son wants an e-bike and he's 19 and he started a new job. And at some point, if he really wants to, if he doesn't change his mind, he's going to get it. And there's nothing I can do, he's over 18, that can prevent that. He asked me for my approval because he told me I would rather do it with your approval. But the truth is, and he said, I was waiting for you to be able to be okay with it. So he has been wanting it for a long time. Frankly, am I happy about it? No. Am I scared about it? Yes. Will I have to tap on it? Of course. Have I tapped on it? Yes. Hence this episode. Because I thought that a lot of us are in this situation to where they want to do something. We know we won't be able to prevent it, whether they do it with our approval or without it. Because the truth is, when my kids were overacting, that was without my approval, but they did it. So my goal today is to help you explore how to free yourself from that fear to be more resourceful, to be more loving, to have a better relationship with it. Maybe that will lead to something better that you want. Maybe not. But maybe one thing is for sure, the vibration that you will be on will be better for you and for them. The energy that you will send to the situation and to them will be better, will be more elevated, because you will be practicing more elevated emotions. So wouldn't we want that? Of course we do. That's what we're going to explore today. So when you think about what they want to do that you don't approve because you feel fear about it, in my case, the e-bike, you think, my son wants to get an e-bike. And I'm sorry if you hear the kids outside. I have a daycare next to here, and they are very joyful when they play outside. So you think, my son wants to get an e-bike. I should not approve. I can't approve because it's dangerous. And the next question you're going to ask is, who am I without that thought?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So when I did that right away, I had a bodily reaction. Pinch in my heart. No, that's not possible. I cannot let it go. Who am I without this thought? You continue. And you will then get to the thought or the belief that is under all that. Because the truth is, you being scared won't help. Like we said, there is something under even. It's dangerous. It makes me a bad mom if I say yes. I'll be judged by others if I say yes. If something happens, it will be my fault if I say yes. None of those things are true. I mean, you will be judged maybe, but you don't have to be. You can become impervious to that judgment. If you really are someone who co-parents with the universe, if you're really someone who is practicing spirituality and infusing it in your day-to-day life, you know that, God forbid, if they sign up to get into an accident, if they're meant to, God forbid, die young, there's nothing you can do. That's something I had to go through when my kids were going crazy and taking party drugs. I was afraid to find them with their brain fried, died. But I couldn't chain them to their beds. And the truth is, if I was meant to lose a kid, there's nothing I can do that can stop that. So give that to God. And that's something. It's hard. That's something you can use tapping with. That's something I do with my clients when I coach them. Something I had to do with myself. If you really say that you're spiritual and you're placing some part of your trust in God, in the universe, in source, then it is time to walk your talk. And I'm not saying it's easy because I've done it, but at some point you need to get at peace with the fact that you don't control that. So you might as well free yourself from that, from being in bondage, from that desire and anxiety. So my son wants to get an e-bike. What's going on with you? My teen wants blank. I shouldn't approve. It's dangerous. Who am I without that thought? Can I relinquish that thought? And I did a tapping session. The link to my tapping playlist on YouTube is in the description of this episode. But this is something, this is not something you're going to do like that in 1 second. This is something worth exploring. Because even if they don't get that bike, even if they don't do that thing, there will always be things that are potentially dangerous. When they go outside, when you, many things can happen. Who am I without that thought? You don't want to engage in stuff that don't serve on an energy level and on a practical level and in your relationship with them. So that's a short exercise today. Not exercise. That is an exercise, yes. But that's a short episode. And like I said, I did. So I was really kind of selfish this time. I did a tapping video on my son or my daughter wants to get a motorcycle. So that will serve well for moms who have a son or a daughter who want a motorcycle, who are going to get a motorcycle, because maybe they say they want it and they're 16 and it's going to stay in their head. Like my son, he was talking about it since he was 16, probably even more earlier. It's worth working with that. So you're free from what is not going to help. And as usual, if that's not the case for you and you go watch the tapping session, just substitute with what's going on with you and explore at a body level. I gave you a way with that tapping session to explore what's going on. And then you'll have something else to tap on. So I hope it helps. I know it will help because I know I'm living it. And also that falls into the course about recurring, putting an end to the recurring arguments, to the constant arguments. Because when you're more at peace with what is, you fight less, you're less triggered. So this time for good, I'm saying you goodbye because I've said it like 2 or 3 times. And I'll see you next week with another episode, an interview that time.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and review us on iTunes, Spotify, or any other platform of your choice.
If you're inspired by the teachings of Dr. Wayne Dyer, you will love the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life podcast with Nadia De La Cruz.
You are a spiritual being having a human experience. My name is Nadia De La Cruz, and I started the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life podcast to explore spiritual topics like manifestation and meditation with guests who share their own stories of insight, awakening, and transformation. Listen now on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.